Shlishi, the pasuk continues. The pasuk earlier said in Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis that Avram became very wealthy from the presents that Paro gave him. And the pasuk says now, V'gam l'loit ha'holech es Avram, and also to Loit, because he went together with Avram, ha'yatzayin uvakar v'aholim, he also had a lot of wealth. He had sheep, cattle, and tents. V'leinosa oisam ha'oretz l'sheves yachtov, and the land did not allow them to live together. The pasuk says, "V'loy nasa, nasa without a hay is lashon zachar. Ha'aret, the land, is lashon akeva. So really, it should have said, "V'loy nasa'a, with a hay at the end, ha'aret l'sheves yachdov." And Rashi explains that the word nasa, b'lashon zachar, is not going on the word aretz, but rather, there is a word missing in the pasuk, which is a lashon zachar. The word that is missing is mireh, the pasture. V'loy nasa mira ha'oretz oisam, and the pasture of the land was not able to hold them together in order that they should live together. Ki haya rechusham rav, because their possessions were abundant. V'la yachalu l'sheves yachtov, and they were not able to live together. Vayihi riv ben roye miknei Avram uven roye miknei Loit, and there was a quarrel between the shepherds of the cattle of Avram and the shepherds of the cattle of Loit. Vaknani vaprizi oz yoshe ba'aretz, and the Knani and the Prizi were living then in the land. Rashi explains what the quarrel was about. He says, because the shepherds of Loit were grazing their animals in other people's fields, and the shepherds of Avram would admonish them and say, "You are being over the avera of gzela by taking your animals to other people's fields." And the royal light answered, "No, this land belongs to us, because the land was promised and given to Avram, and Avram does not have any yoresh, any people to inherit him. So therefore, we are Avram's yoresh, and therefore the land belongs to us, and we are not over the avera of gzela." On that, the pasuk says, "Vahaknani vahaprizi oz yoshev ba'aretz." You are basing that the land belongs to you because the land was given to Avram. But the land was not given yet to Avram, because Knani and Prizi was still living in the land, and Hashem did not give him, Avram, the land yet. The Mefarshim Amidayik, what's the lashon over here, Vaknani Vaprizi Oz Yoshev Ba'aretz? If you look earlier in the parsha, when Avram came to Eretz Yisrael, in Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, it says, Vaknani Oz Ba'aretz. It only says Knani, not Knani and Prizi. And also it says Oz Ba'aretz, as opposed to over here where it says Oz Yoshev Ba'aretz. And the Mefarshim explain, because the earlier Pasuk is talking when Avram first came to Eretz Yisrael. At that point, the Knani, and only the Knani, were just starting to take over the land from the children of Shem. It was first later on, when Avram went down to Mitzrayim, and then came back, that it says over here, Va'knani va'prizi oz yoshev ba'aretz, because years later, it was not only the Knani, but also the Prizi started coming to Eretz Yisrael. And it was not only that they were like nomads in the land and moving about from place to place, but at this point, years later, it was oz yoshev ba'aretz. They were already settling in the land as if it was their land. Va'yerma Avram Eloit, and Avram said to Loit, let there not be a quarrel between me and you and my shepherds and your shepherds. Ki anoshim achim anachnu, because we are achim. According to the first pshat of Rashi, achim means relatives. You are my nephew. How can two people that are relatives be quarreling with each other? Rashi in his second pshat says that we look alike. As Maskil David explains, two people that look alike are not only attached by being relatives, but also by having their neshamos, lamala, being attached to each other. And that is what Avram was saying, that since we are so attached that we are relatives, and also we look alike, and our neshamos are attached above, therefore it does not make sense that we should fight with each other. Halecho ha'oretz lefanecha, behold, the whole land is before you. Hiporad no me'olai, separate yourself from me. Im ha'smoil, if you will go left, which means to the north, the emina, then I will go right to the south. Ve'im hayomin, if you will go to the right, to the south, ve'asmi'ila, then I will go to the left, to the north. And the reason why left is considered north and right is considered south because the pasuk is referring to somebody who is facing east, and if one is facing east, then to his right is south, and to his left is north. And Rashi explains that Avram did not mean to say that I don't want to have anything to do with you. Just the opposite. He's saying, if you go to the right, I will be to the left. I will be separated from you, but I will always be there if you need anything. Like we see further on, when Avram found out that Lot was captured, Avram ran right away to help out Lot. Vayisa Lot es einov, and Lot picked up his eyes. Vayar and he saw. It's called Kikar HaYarden. The whole land that was called Kikar HaYarden, the plain of the Yarden. Kikule Mashke, he saw that this land was full of rivers and streams. Lefnei Shachis Hashem es Sodom ves Amorah. Before Hashem destroyed Sodom and Amorah, this land of Sodom and Amorah was Kigan Hashem. It was like the garden of Hashem, like Gan Eden, concerning trees. Keretz Mitzrayim. And it was like Mitzrayim when dealing with grains. So in one way, it was as beautiful as Gan Eden when we are talking about trees. On the other hand, when we are talking about grain, it was as beautiful as Mitzrayim. Bayach HaTzoyar, all the way till Tzoyar, was the land that Lot was looking at. Vayivchar Loi Lot, and Lot chose as called Kikar HaYarden, the whole plain of the Yarden. And the Gemara in Harir says, it was because there was Shetufei Zima, they were steeped in Znus, that Lot wanted to live amongst them. Vayisa Lot Mikedem, and Lot traveled from the east. Rashi says it means he traveled from east to west. And l'chora, this pshat is troublesome, because if Lot was right now between Beisel and Ai, because that's where he was originally. When Avram came to Eretz Yisrael, he came to Shechem, and from there he went between Beisel and Ai. From there he went down to the south to Mitzrayim, and came back later on to the same exact place. So now he was between Beisel and Ai, and he was traveling from that spot to the Kikar HaYarden. And the question arises, when you are traveling from between Beisel and Ai to the Kikar HaYarden, you would be traveling from west to east. So why does the pasuk say, Vayisa Lot Mikedem, he was traveling from east to west? Divrei David, the Taz, in his Sefer on Rashi, answers that Lot was embarrassed to show Avram that he was going and choosing the land of Sodom. So therefore, when he left Avram, he traveled westward, as if to say to Avram, I am going away from Sodom, I am picking a different land. But once he was out of the sight of Avram, Avram could not see him. Then he turned around and headed eastward towards Sodom. That is Rashi's first pshat. Rashi, in his second pshat, says, Vayisa Lot Mikedem, and Lot traveled away Mikad Moinoi Shel Oilom, from the one who came before the world, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I don't want anything to do with Avram, nor with his God. Vayipardu, and they parted, Ishmael Ochiv, one man from his brother. Avram Yoshav Be'eretz Canaan, Avram settled in the land of Canaan, Veloit Yoshav Ba'ori HaKikar, and Lot settled in the cities by the Kikar HaYarden, Vayehal at Sodom, and his tents went all the way till Sodom. The Anshe Sodom and the people of Sodom, Roim, were bad with their bodies, Vechatoim, and sinners with their money, Lashem, to Hashem. They knew who their creator was, but they had intention to rebel against him. Yodea Riboinoi Umeschaven Limredboi. Meoid, very much. They were very much Roim and very much Chatoim. Why does the Pasuk mention this about Sodom at this point? According to the first pshat of Rashi, the pasuk is telling us that although the people of Sodom were roim v'chatoim l'shem ma'oid, Lot still wanted to live amongst them. Rashi, in his second pshat, says, just like we find by Noach, that it says, Hoyel v'izkiroi siper b'shvachoi, once we mentioned Lot's name, Noach's name, we say the praise of Noach, Noach ish sadek tamim hoye b'daraisa. Here also, we see the same idea in the opposite manner. Once we mention Sodom, we want to say something negative about Sodom. Shem Roshom Yerkov, let the name of the wicked rot. And therefore, since we mention Sodom, we say, you know what type of people Sodom were? They were Royim V'chatoyim L'Hashem Ma'oid. V'Hashem Omar El Avram Acharei Hiporid Lot Me'imoy. And Hashem said to Avram after Lot separated from him. Why is the pasuk stressing that the dibur of Hashem to Avram was only after Lot separated from him? because Hashem did not want to speak to Avram as long as the Rosh Halayit was with him. And the Mefarshim ask on this Rashi that we find earlier that Hashem did speak to Avram although Lot was still with him. In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, Vayera Hashem el Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram, Vayomer lezaracho etein es haaretz hazois. And at that point, Lot was with him. So why over there did Hashem speak to Avram although the Rosh Halayit was with him? Some Mefarshim learn that at that point, Lot was not a Rasha yet. Lot first became a Rasha when he went to Mitzrayim and he learned from the ways of the Mitzrayim who were Shtufei Zima. Therefore, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Lot was not a Rasha yet. That's why Hashem was able to speak to Avram. It was only in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet, which was after they lived in Mitzrayim and Lot, so to speak, went off the Derech. Then Hashem did not want to speak to Avram when Lot was with him. A second shot, the Mefarshim say, is a small dibur, Hashem would speak to Avram. Like the Pasuk earlier says, L'zaracha etein es ha'oretz hazois. Five words, such a dibur, Hashem would speak to Avram even though the Rasha was with him. But the dibur over here, which is four psukim long, such a dibur, he would not speak with Lot with him. And we see another interesting point over here, how great Avram viewed the Avera of Machlokes. Because we do not find that Avram separated from Lot because he lost the dibur of Hashem. We do not find that because Hashem stopped speaking to Avram, that's why Avram said, I can't be around Lot anymore. But rather, because of a quarrel, an argument between the shepherds of Lot and the shepherds of Avram, that caused Avram to separate from Lot. So we see how great and what a big Avera Machlokes is. So great that Avram considered it greater than the dibur of Hashem. And what did Hashem tell Avram? Sono einecho, pick up your eyes, ure'e and see, min amokem asher atosham, from the place that you are there. Tzafoino vonegbo bokeidmo vayomo. Look to the north, the south, east and west. Ki eskola oretz asher ato roye, all the land that you see. L'cho eteneno, I will give it to you, ulezaracho ad oilam, and to your children forever. Here there are two key words, ad olam, forever. Because although there were other lands that were given to other nations, for example, Har Seir was given to Esav as a Yerusha. Amon and Moav were given to the Bnei Lot. But over there it does not say ad olam. But concerning Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk said ad olam, it was a gift to the Yidden forever. Even to this day. And I will place your children like the dust of the earth. If a man was able to count the dust of the earth, then he would be able to count your children. But since one cannot count the dust of the earth, one will also not be able to count your children. Get up and walk in the land. Walk along its length. And walk along its width, kilcho etenena, because I will give her to you. So we see over here two brachos that Hashem is giving Avram, one concerning his children, and the other concerning Eretz Yisrael. And although earlier Avram was already promised children and Eretz Yisrael, like the pasuk says, lezaracho eten es haaretz hazois, your children will inherit this land. But over here he was adding a few points. First of all, he was saying concerning his children that they will be ka'afar ha'oretz, like the dust of the land. And also concerning Eretz Yisrael, it said ad olam over here, which it did not say earlier. And also, Avram made a kinyan in the land by walking la'orka ul'rachba. Vayehal Avram, and Avram pitched his tent, vayovoy, and he came, vayeshev be'eloine mamre asher bechevron, and he settled in the plains of Mamre, the plain of a person called Mamre, Asher Bechevron, which was in Chevron. If you look at the Pasuk, the order of the Pasuk seems to be wrong. The Pasuk says, Vayel Avram, he pitched his tent, Vayovoy, and he came. It should really have said, Vayovoy, and he came. Vayel Avram, and then he pitched his tent. Chizkuni learns that we find words in Hebrew that can be used for one thing and then for the opposite. For example, deshen means ashes, ledashnoi means to remove its ashes. Here also, vayehal can mean to pitch a tent. It can also mean to take apart his tent. And that's what the pasuk is saying over here. Vayehal Avram. Avram took down his tent from between Beisel and Ai. Vayovoy, and he came to a new place. Vayeshev, and he settled in the plains of Mamre Asher Bechevron. Vayiven Shom Mizbeach Lashem, and over there he built a Mizbeach to Hashem. This was the third Mizbeach that we find Avram building. The first Mizbeach he built because of the Besuras Hazera and the Besuras Eretz Yisrael. The second one was a Kapora for Achon, who will take from the Cherem. And over here is the third. Rashi does not tell us the reason why he built this third Mizbeach. Maybe the Pshat is because over here it was the first time that Avram was actually settled in Eretz Yisrael. Until now, he was moving around from place to place, from Shechem to Beis El and Ai, down to the south, to Mitzrayim, back up in the same way that he came. And now he finally settled in the place that he will stay for a long time, in the plains of Mamre in Hebron. And that's why, maybe, he built a Mizbeach to Hashem, to thank Hashem for actually making him settled and living in one place in the land of Canaan. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zok Rashi Pasuk Hey, Ha'hoylech Avram, Lloyd, who went together with Avram, became very wealthy. Why does the Pasuk have to stress Ha'hoylech Avram? We know Lloyd went together with Avram. Migarim Shahoysa Loizois, what caused him to get this great wealth? Halichosoi im Avram, because he went together with Avram. V'loinosa oisam ha'oretz, and the land was not able to carry them. Rashi is bothered by the Lashon Zohar of the word Nosa. The land was not sufficient for pasturing for both of their cattle. It's a shortened lashon, a shortened language in the pasuk. And you must add a word to the pasuk. And the grazing of the land was not sufficient to hold them. That's why Nasa is Beloshen Zachar. Because if Nasa was going on the word Aretz, it should have said V'loi Nisa'ah with a Hay at the end, because Aretz is Loshen Akeva. But since Nasa is going on a word that is Loshen Zachar, Mira, therefore it can say Nasa Loshen Zachar. Vayehi Riv, and there was a quarrel between the shepherds of Avram and Lot. Lefi Shahir Roy of Shalot, Rishoyim, since the shepherds of Lot were wicked, Umarim Behemtam, Besodes Acherim, and they would graze their animals in other people's fields, Viroye Avram, Moichichem Oysam, Al HaGezel, and the shepherds of Avram would admonish them for stealing, Vehem Oymrim. And the shepherds of Lot would say, Nitna Ha'oretz Le'Avram, the land was already given to Avram, Veloy En Yorish, and he does not have someone to inherit him, Veloy Yorshoi, and therefore Lot, his nephew, will be the one that will inherit him, Vein Zagezel, and therefore we are not stealing, we are taking our own land. Vakos of Omer, but the Pasuk is made and says, Vaknani Vaprizi Oz Yeshe Ba'oretz. Knani and Prizi were then living in the land, Veloy Zocha Boy Avram Adayin, and Avram was not Zoyche yet in this land. It was not his yet. And therefore, it cannot be considered Lloyd's either. Anoshim Achim. We are Anoshim Achim. Zakrashi Kroivim, relatives. Umedrash Agoda, Doimin Beklaster Ponov. We look the same. Our features are the same. Ima Smoil Veimino. If you go left, then I will go right. Bechol Asher Teishev. Wherever you will live, Leisrachik Mimcha. I will not further myself from you. And I will always stand by you for a protection and for a help. At the end, Lot needed Avram. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Vayishma Avram kinishba ochiv. Avram heard that his brother was captured. Ve'emino, and I will go to the right. I minis atzmi. I will move myself to the right. Just like the word asmi'ila means, I will move myself to the left. The Im Tomar, if you will ask, Hoya loyli noked ve'aymina, the pasuk should have said, instead of ve'aymina, it should have said ve'aymina, just like the word says ve'asmi'ila with a pasuk under the aleph, so too should it say ve'aymina with a pasuk under the aleph. Kach matzina b'makam acher. So we find in other places, it says, im yesh lehaymin ve'ay nokud lehaymin. So, we see, since it says Lehemin, so therefore the correct way is also to say Ve'emina, with a tzere and not with a pasach. And Lot picked up his eyes and he saw Kikula Maske, the whole land of Kikar Hayadin was full of mashke. What does that mean? Eretz nachle moyim, a land with streams of water. Lefnei shachas Hashem estein v'amora. Before Hashem destroyed estein v'amora, haya oisei mishar. This plain was kigan Hashem, like Gan Eden leinonos, for trees. Keretz Mitzrayim lezroyim, like the land of Mitzrayim for plantings of grains. Boyach atzayar, all the way until tzayar. Umedrash agoda darsh lignai. The Medrash Agoda expounds upon this pasuk lignai as a negative statement against light. Al shahoyu shtufei zima, since the place of Sedoim was steeping with znus, bochar loy light bishchunasam. That's why light chose to live in their neighborhood. But Masech Tahoris, and this is said in Masech Tahoris, and they learned it out by the fact that it says in the pasuk Ke'eretz Mitzrayim, because we know Mitzrayim was Shtufei Zima, Zirmas, Susim, Zirmasam. And that's why Lloyd chose to live amongst such people. Kikar, what does Kikar mean? Mishar, a plain, Kitargumai, like Targum says. One has to wonder why Rashi says it in pasuk Yud Aleph, when the word Kikar is already said in pasuk Yud. He could have said this one pasuk earlier. Mikedem, he traveled from the east. Nosom Eitz Avram, he traveled away from Avram. V'holach Loilam Arovoy, and he went to the west, Shel Avram of Avram. Nimsa Noisea Mimizrach Lemayrav, he traveled from east to west. And we explained that the reason why he did that was to fool Avram into thinking that he was not going to Sedaim. Umedrash Agoda, he sia asmai bi kadmoni shel olam. He moved himself away from Kedem, which means kadmoni shel olam, the one who came before the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar, Lloyd said, Efshi, Lloyd Avram, Veloy Belikov. I don't want Avram, and I don't want his God. Vayehal, and he pitched his tents all the way till Sdaim. Nota oholem l'royav ulmikneu. He pitched his tents for his shepherds and for his cattle at Sdaim until Sdaim. Then the pasuk tells us about Sdaim. Ba'anshi Sdaim, royim. Va'afa bikein lo nimna loit milishchoni mohem. Still, even though Light knew that they were terrible people, Light did not refrain from living amongst them. For Abisenu lomdim mikan, our rabbanim learned from here, Shem Rishoim Yirkov, the name of the Rishoim should rot. Once we mention a Rasha, we say something negative about him. And it was Roim Begufam, they were bad with their bodies. Vechatoim Bimamoinam, and they were sinners with their money. Lashem Me'oid, Yoidim Riboinam, Umischavnin Limberboy. They knew who their creator was, and they had intention to rebel against him. Lashem, they knew who Hashem was, and still they wanted to rebel. We see a similar idea in last week's Parshas Noach, that it refers to Nimrod, who was Gibor Tzayed Lefnei Hashem. He was a Gibor Tzayed. He caused people to rebel against Hashem. And it says Lashem because he also was Yodea Ribonoi Umischavrin Limrod Boy. Just like the people of Sedoim knew who Hashem was and wanted to rebel, so was Nimrod the same. And the post Rashi continues, Acharei Hipolid Loit. Hashem only spoke to Avram after Lot separated from him. Kozman sha'rosha imoy haya hadibor parish mimenu. As long as the Rasha Lot was with him, the dibor of Hashem separated from him. And the pasuk continues giving all the brachas to Avram, and it says that your children will be like the dust of the earth, asher em yuchal ish. If a person would be able to count the dust, then they would be able to count your children. But kishem she'ish e efsher la'ofar lihimonos. Just like one cannot count the dust, kach zaracho lo yimona, so your children cannot be counted and will not be counted. Mamre shem odom, Mamre was the name of a person. There were three people, three brothers, Oner, Eshkol, and Mamre.